intermittently, the shanks or blades of this instrument appearing in the image here. The head tends to float freely in the uterus. Here are the shanks or blades of the instrument coming across here. And the head is now being locked on by this polyp forceps, and the head is being pulled down toward the cervix. Now, all we see remaining are simply the shards, the broken fragments, the pieces of tissue which document that there was once a living, defenseless, tiny human being here. In considering the impact of abortion on our society, let's look at some figures as to what has actually happened in the last 20 years. We have reliable figures indicating that in 1963, long before abortion became legalized by the infamous Roe v. Wade decision, there were approximately 100,000 illegal abortions done annually in the United States, and very few legal abortions. In 1973, first year in which that Roe v. Wade decision prevailed in this country, there were 750,000 abortions done. And in 1983, the last year for which we have full and complete figures, there were 1.5 million abortions. Now let's look at abortion as an industry. Last year, there were 1.5 million abortions done in this country. And the average cost of an abortion is about $300 to $400 per operation. This has created an industry in this country of about $500 to $600 million a year, which would qualify to be on the Fortune 500 list of largest industries in the world. 90% of these monies are going into the pockets of physicians, and the remainder into the pockets of the entrepreneurs who run the clinics. Now, we've had some recent investigations on the question of these clinics. Clinics are being franchised out like fast food services across the country. We know there are chains of them in California and through the Southwest and even in the Southeast of the United States. And there is some evidence now that increasingly these clinics are falling into the hands of the mob, of the crime syndicate here in the United States, and that this money, abortion money, is tainted not only by the blood of the innocent victims of abortion, but by the dark hand of the crime syndicate in the United States. When discussing abortion, we must also understand that the unborn child is not the only victim. Women themselves are victims just as the unborn children are. Women have not been told of the true nature of the unborn child. They have not been shown the true facts of what an abortion really is. Women in increasing numbers, hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands, have had their wombs perforated, infected, destroyed. Women have been sterilized, castrated, all as a result of an operation of which they have had no true knowledge. This film, other films which may follow like it, must be made a part of the informed consent for any woman before she submits herself to a procedure of this sort. I accuse the National Abortion Rights Action League, I accuse Planned Parenthood, and all its co-conspirators in the abortion industry of a consistent conspiracy of silence, of keeping women in the dark with respect to the true nature of abortion. And I challenge all those purveyors of of abortion to show this real-time videotape or one similar to it to all women before they consent to abortion.
You know, I think I know a little bit about abortion. I was one of the founders of NARAL in 1969. It's now known as the National Abortion Rights Action League. And for a period of 2 years, I was the director of the largest abortion clinic in the Western world. Since those times, we have a science which is known as fetology, which has allowed us to study the human fetus. And all of those studies have concluded, without exception, that the unborn child is a human being, indistinguishable from any of us, and an integral part of our human community. Now, the destruction of a living human being is no solution to what is basically a social problem. I believe a resort to such violence is an admission of scientific, and even worse, ethical impoverishment. Somehow I refuse to believe that Americans, who have put men on the moon, can't devise a better solution than the resort to violence. I think we should all, here and now, devote ourselves to an untiring devise a better solution, a solution compounded equally of love and compassion and a decent regard for the overriding priority of human life. Let's all, for humanity's sake, here and now,